Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
So, Hadia, welcome back at AEF.
Pleasure.
We met already a few times. Obviously, we know each other very well, so no need to pretend in here. So, Hadia, I want to start our conversation by congratulating you, because I think there is something going on. You must be doing well. I read in Wood Mackenzie, I don't know whether it's true or not, you tell me that so far, so GE Solar, it's actually occupying the top spot in terms of solar manufacturer, deploying the most solar in Africa so far. Have I read it correctly, or you can confirm me?
I mean, what you said is completely true, and not only deploying massive projects in Africa, but also all over the world. As you may know, we are sitting on the number two in terms of market share, and obviously number one in Africa in terms of market share. But what matters the most is not only about how much we deploy. Mm-hmm. It's about how, first of all, bankable we are, how sustainable is the company, and how we progress in the business. So I think that is maybe what put us in that spot as GE.
Excellent, excellent. I always like the confidence, right? When we're doing well, definitely. But congratulations, because like I say, it is a very competitive market. It's becoming more and more competitive in the continent. So new players are coming in, but you also have your natural competitors who are pushing. So that means that you can't be sleeping, right? So you need to always improve and do better. And talk about improvement, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. But before we dive into the improvement part, the innovation part, because I'd like to find out more about it. So can you please remind us the markets in Africa where you operate? And are there also any new that you like to dive into?
I used to say before, for us, Africa is all the countries. So we don't like to say, yeah, we are strong in this country and not strong in this country. I think it's a duty for GE to not only waiting for opportunity, but to prepare the markets for more opportunity. So what we are trying to do actually is to get in every single country to make sure that we discuss with the people in the industry, in the solar or in the energy market, and then we bring them toward a more renewable part of the business. So obviously we know there are certain big markets. I don't need to name any because I take every each country the same. But we do believe that there's a lot of more opportunity in Africa. And again, people are saying that the country is going to grow 44 times in 2050, which means that we as an African department, again, as African markets, we have a lot of potential. And our growth path is very huge.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on. And I'm happy you say that, because we've been in this industry for a little while. That's why I still know each other for a little while. And I could see the commitment, not only now, but also the long-term future of the continent. That's great. But I say I wanted to go back into the innovation, because to achieve the feat that you're achieving so far, it takes a lot of work. And I wanted to talk about the innovation part. So can you tell us more about what kind of innovation now do we see in the company GE Solar?
Okay. For me, first of all, innovation is not only about technology. Is it first, obviously, technology has innovation, but the innovation also is about the way we take the market, how we put ourselves on the spots. Before I go to the technology part, what I will bring a little bit about, I give a kind of story, right?
That's fine.
In the year 2000 in China, there was no manufacturer, right? There was a couple of companies buying sales and you know, making them manually. And before we step in 2005, and we start the first company to start sales production in China. So we start the cell production, and we were selling cells to all manufacturers. So from the early date, our mindset had every time been about innovation bringing technology closer to the market. And this actually disrupts the market and bring us to where we are today. Now, let me go a bit in the way we also see the market is, we in Africa, you can see the majority of our team are local. We are very, very local integrated. We are a Chinese company, but really international mindsets. And on the top of that, on the technology, you can see we every time take out one of the latest technology. But one important point about technology is, I believe that the business of today is the technology of yesterday, which means that whatever we are sitting on today to make business is what has been existing for years. But the really question every time is, when is the right time? So obviously nowadays we're hearing about heterojunction. We are hearing about tandem perovskite, which is obviously the new technology. We have been hearing before about the N-type. We have been in the N-type, we have been having them in a research, development and research in the company, but we every time are very prudent about technology, because when they are, before you should pull them on mass production, roll them up on a large scale, you need to be sure about how they can behave, and you should be sure about their reliability. So one word you might hear about JA, they every time say JA conservative, you know, but personally, I don't think it's the right adjective anymore, because for a conservative company, we cannot be where we are today. For a conservative company, we cannot be deploying massive technology. For a conservative company, we cannot be going everywhere in the world. So I think we are more prudent on technology. So every time when we say there is X technology, it means that it's reliable. Reliability is the word that I would justify our innovation.
Okay, that's great. That's a fantastic note. And to have this innovation mindset, does it mean that you've had to vertically integrate some sectors in order to make sure that you fully understand the supply chain and be able to come up with the new product and new services?
Obviously, J is a vertical integrated company. And when you see or you hear that JA is having 100 gigawatt production capacity per year, what we have this year, it means that we are at least 95% integrated all the way from the ingots to the wafers, to the cells, all the way to the panels. That also allows us to have a full traceability on what we are bringing in our production and to the market. So 3 years ago, I mean, even 4 years ago, I do believe that we have been one of the top pioneers in terms of getting very, very fast and quick in the entire ESG plan and the traceability part of our businesses. And as of today, we are proud, obviously, to say that we can provide a full traceable system and to our investors and to different stakeholders. So just to say, today, good thing is we are completely vertically integrated throughout our production line.
Excellent. So coming back into the continent of Africa, are there some of the flagship projects that you worked on over the last 10 years that you can mention where you could really point to them and say, this is what really exemplify the approach JA Solar has been taking into the industry?
Okay. You know, recently, everyone will tell you, yes, utility scale project, yes, but CNI project is where we are putting also a lot of effort. Majority of the players, because utility scale take time, CNI is a private institution, they want to go fast. I'm happy to say we are the first one in Africa to supply a mining company.
Oh, okay.
About 24 megawatts, it was in Mali. And also a cement company in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
So those was we're talking about 5 years ago, right? So having such experience or being able to be the first to do something is risky,
very,
but it's good. It's good because you can prove yourself. The good thing about those products we supplied back then is working properly today, and those investors are very happy from the product they get, which again, go back to reliability, right?
Okay, great. One thing, when I was talking to you just before we got into this interview, I think I wanted to find out more about the ESG aspect, because it's one area a lot of company, and sometimes unfairly, Chinese company got, let's say, the blamer. But what I appreciate of you, you wanted to address that head on. I don't know whether you can expand a little bit more about what is the strategy, the approach that you're having for the ESG, because there's a number of things that you were doing I'd like you to speak about.
Well, yes, we are a Chinese company, and I mean, we are proud to be. Mm-hmm. And we are glad that today the Chinese company bring a cheaper energy production to the world, because without that mass scale of production, we cannot be talking about this type of SCOE. Correct. Right? But the good thing again, as I was saying, we are super multinational integrated company. So the diversity of people inside of JA is massive. And, and we have a strong ESG team working toe-to-toe with our top management, making sure that we at JA are compliant across market. The question for us is not about saying, yeah, we are compliant with the US law, not with the African law. Mm-hmm. So each law, we study each market the same time it goes. We don't wait for 2-3 years to study the countries in Africa. When there is a law today, we make sure that we step in ASAP, and then our compliance team make sure that we get compliance to those laws. Like, I can give you one simple example. In South Africa today, we register already with Circular Energy, and we are glad to say that for the recycling, we want to make sure that in the coming years, we have a solution for that, right? The same thing with different law in the US, in Europe, JA is every time compliance. And the good thing I every time say is not what I'm saying today, which matter, but is what happened in the past. So there's happy enough as JA, we have never get into any of those conflicts and challenges because the company put that in the first priority.
Excellent.
ESG.
Yeah. I could see the visionary aspect of the leadership here, including yourself. So I have a couple of questions that I have for you. So the first one is, how do you see the next 12 months going? So between now and the next AEF, which is going to be in Cape Town in South Africa?
Well, I wish to have a crystal ball. Everyone knows that our industry is, I will not use the word unstable, but the movement is very fast. But the good thing also, we know the demand in the market in Africa. Even though we did notice a slowdown in certain markets this year, at certain segments, when you have the, let's call it the distribution market slowing down, you have the utility market growing up, which is a good balance. Mm-hmm. But I really believe before next year, we see here a good number of JA. We see more team member of JA. Last year, we was in a team about 20 plus. Now we're about 30 plus. So glad to be there. Last year, we did 1.7, 1.6 gig. I do believe this year we are going to achieve more than that, hopefully. And as a team, we try also to build more capacity across African markets. Mm-hmm. So my hope and expectation is to see more company moving toward the solar industry.
Yeah.
More company moving toward the renewable energy, more company try the best to reduce the CO2 emission and improve in the ESG and the compliances worldwide.
Excellent, brilliant. So my final question for you, obviously you have a beautiful stand here at AEF, and you've been investing in AEF for a number of years. You've always seen almost part of furniture now. But for this one, 2024 in Barcelona, so what is that you're looking to achieve? What are your expectations from all the many meetings that you have set up?
Look, for me, a lot of people think being in this type of meeting is to come to close business. No, to be honest, we know majority of the players. But the most important that I wish to see is more integration between government. We might take part to many of those expos everywhere, but IF, you do have majority of the stakeholder, and I have the chance to meet a couple of them. I will not name names, mm-hmm. but I keep saying, if we want to make big volume in Africa, we need to be regional integration. Without having a regional integration, it would be very difficult. You cannot be in an ECOWAS, for instance, and have one law for one country and under law for another country, especially in renewable. It will make a disruption. But when you are integrated, like Europe, for instance, obviously, different countries of Europe have their regulation, the way they want to move, but integration allows you to easily import and export during the region. I want to see a stronger power pool. For instance, I see the amazing job doing by WAP, which is great. Mm-hmm. We want to see more of this. We want to see interconnection between countries. We want to see big energy markets setting up. That will disrupt a huge market. And, you know, one more thing is stakeholder is doing the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe we should not reinvent the wheels. We need to tap on what is existing. We need to use the resources we have. We need to make sure we put the right people in the right place, which means institutions need to be stronger. Stronger means you should be a good referee. You know, when you are playing a football match, you want one good referee and you want the player to play the game and you want to set the rules. That's what you need. Mm. I think as long as we have this strong law, a strong referee, and we make sure that everything is clear and transparent, I do believe the market will boom even faster than we believe. That is my thought, and that's my expectation.
Okay, talking about football, reference to Euro 2024 there. So we may need some VAR, right?
Yeah.
So thank you very much for the time that you have talking to us. You know, I do hope that we see each other many conferences, certainly in Cape Town for AEF 2025. But between now and then, so have a good rest of the conference and until the next time.
Thanks. Yeah. My pleasure.
Thank you.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.